Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I am just depending on you today.
In what way?
I have nothing. I'm depleted. I have so many balls in the air. I have so much happening. I had such a big work day today. I have a big work day tomorrow. I have a big work day on Friday. And then we have company coming this weekend. I am stretched. I have come to you. I have come to you today, handing you all of the reins.
And well, saying, you trust me. And I like that. I appreciate that.
Lead us. Lead us onward and upward.
Listen, you know what I just thought of?
What?
Is this episode.
Yes.
Do you know what this episode is? It is the last episode where you can say that you're 55. Because your birthday is coming up.
That's right.
Your birthday.
I will be 56 by the next podcast.
I know. Your birthday's coming up right between. Yep. It's sandwiched right in between. When this episode airs and the next one.
Yes, I'll have
and
to
then you'll
say
be 56.
I'll have to say I'm 56.
Wow, it's an end of an era. It's an end of an era.
It's an end of a year for
it
me.
It is. And you know what?
I'm another year old.
You
older.
Never said, I'm 54, ding, ding, ding. It started when you were 55.
Yes.
So
now I'm gonna
that wasn't
say,
like, this is, you know, we're headed into almost like our third season almost. Third
I just
year
can't
of this.
Believe
Isn't
it.
Isn't that crazy?
It went so fast.
I know. And it's been really fun.
It has been so fun.
Hey, tell us about your good day.
Well, my good day was just recently. I was just a gadabout. I was running around town.
Gadabout?
Yes, I was just running around town.
I don't know that word.
Doing errands. And my friend Becky called me and she said, are you home? And I said, no. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm standing on your front porch.
Aw.
And I'm like, oh. I said, well, what's up? And she said, do you want to meet for coffee? And I said, yeah.
Oh, that's
and then
awesome.
We met for coffee and ended up having lunch.
Becky, if you are listening, this is how Miller time starts, Becky. You think you're getting a cup of coffee and then shocker, it's 8 p.m.
Let me tell you, Boo Bears, if you are listening, Boo Bears in Worcester is part of, or it's in the same building of our local co-op called Local Roots.
Yes, I love Local Roots.
Local Roots, if you are listening. Wow, the bell's on fire. And you can order lunch at Local Roots, which I ordered it was like a Thai bowl. It had peanut sauce and chicken and farro, you know, the grain.
Yeah.
And
yum.
Carrots and it was little edamame. Mm-hmm. It was every single bite. I could lick the bowl. It was so delicious.
That's
it was
awesome.
So good. And then she had something that I can't remember the name of it, but it reminded me almost of a combination between a burrito and a pita sandwich.
Yeah.
It looked delicious. It was roast beef. And we had lunch and it was just, it was lovely. And Boo Bears has this drink right now that, I mean, when she told me, I was like, oh no, I don't think I'd like it. She goes, oh, take a drink of mine. I haven't drank out of mine yet. Well, I would have drank
out of
mine. I would have done it anyway. But it was called a strawberry pie latte.
Huh.
Now, normally I'd be like, oh, and strawberry and coffee. No.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. Huh. It was so good. And I wouldn't say that it tasted necessarily like strawberry to me. It just had like this fresh, slight sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And I got it hot. It was delicious. It was just a good.
Okay, here's the question.
It was good conversation, a good day. And let me just tell you, connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
Find friends who will like ask you thought-provoking questions,
yes.
Even tough questions, like dig around in your life.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking about that? Like, why are you thinking that? Well,
yeah.
Are you sure you want to do that? Like things like that. It was one of those conversations. I left feeling like really like sound and good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I'm just curious. When did this meeting start and when did it end?
Well, Matt, it started, I want to say.
You matted me in real life.
I want to say it started around 11
okay.
a.m. And it ended approximately at 1:30.
Oh, that's not what I expected. I expected more like a 3:34.
It could have been 2. It could have been 1:32. I'm not sure, but it was really good.
That's awesome. My good day was we are getting ready to go back to school. And we do something every year with our kids.
You're feeling better since the last time. I can tell. There's a little pep in your step, a little zing in your...
That's right. We're getting back into the routine. Mm-hmm. Life is getting clearer.
You got a new Stitch Fix shirt on. Stitch Fix if you are listening.
I think I appreciate, this is really kind actually. We haven't talked about this. So many people came into my DMs after the last episode and was like, oh, thank you. I needed to hear that. Or I've struggled with that too. Mm-hmm. Or I hope you turn the corner, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Cause it is hard. It's hard coming back. But one thing we do before school goes in session is, we as a family, you know, we have this a luxury because we both work in education of just downtime in the summer. So before I go back to work, we always take the kids to Target. Mm-hmm. We do all the school shopping as a family and we let them choose where we go out to eat. And it's one of those things.
Wait,
you know,
didn't you share this last time?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, you said you went to Olive Garden. Right?
No.
Oh, we didn't. Different time.
We went to Sweet Mango in Medina. They have Mallory's favorite food. It's called Crazy Noodles. It's like a bad Thai. And, you know, it's so fun letting our kids pick out what they want and get organized. So all their stuff is staged in our dining room.
Oh, I love it.
The book bags are already packed.
Do you remember Joey Miller in this?
Oh, he was obsessed with it.
Obsessed with labeling the three ring binders.
Yeah.
He was into it. Teddy Miller? Not so much.
Well, Teddy would use what was just there.
Joey
wanted the new stuff.
He probably still has a couple three-wing binders.
He probably does.
Seriously.
He wasn't fussed at all.
No, not at all. Yeah. But Joey, he wanted new book covers, all that stuff.
That's right. Hey, today.
Wait, go back though. So everybody's organized.
Yeah, we're all organized. The dining room staged for the first day of school, so the book bags are sitting there and they're ready to go.
Listen, you know that helps build excitement.
It does. It does. Yeah. And I think, you know, the more we're home, the more we get back in the groove, I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
So. Hey, I have an exciting, I think it's exciting and fun, is our episode today. We're going to talk about things that are overrated and things that are underrated.
Disney's overrated.
Oh, you're not going to like my first one. Because I was thinking of this the other day. It's like, I like to know what people think about other stuff.
Yeah,
we talk a lot about serious things on here.
Yes.
But I thought this might be a fun
thing
just to talk
about.
I needed a fun one. So, you know, I'm not going to throw you under the bus.
Okay, all right, okay.
This is not in retribution to what you just said about the happiest place in the world. But I would like for you to say out loud, when I show you the list, the first thing that I wrote that is overrated. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Do you need glasses?
Overrated. Taylor Swift? How dare you?
Listen, hear me out on this.
No.
I think Taylor Swift is great.
Taylor Swift is my Disney. So let's
She's
just
your Roman
call
Empire.
Let's just call it even.
No, here, listen.
Okay.
Taylor Swift has done great things for music.
Okay.
I love that she's boosted economies in the post-COVID world.
Yes.
But
okay,
I do think there's a little, like, we can pull back the hype, in my opinion.
No.
I think we can pull it back just a minute.
You've never been to a concert.
I haven't.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, just like you don't go to Disney.
Yeah,
so,
it's true. See, fair.
So
fair.
I want to say naughty
listen,
words
this
right
This is
now.
A flush. Disney and Taylor Swift, it's a flush. I mean.
Well, listen, I think I could go to a Taylor Swift concert and love it. I'm not sure about you going to Disney. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
No, I think, you know, I'm getting more used to the idea of Disney if you Oh my gosh.
Spit.
You were drinking your...
You're getting used to the idea of Disney? What does that mean?
You were drinking your caffeine-free Diet Coke and it almost came through your nose. I'm getting used to the idea of Disney if it is... Headed up by you. Like, if I can go with you having planned it,
I will.
You tell me where to go, when to sit down, when to get up, when to walk, when to
take a snack break.
Yes, exactly.
The best bathrooms to use.
It could happen. Maybe it could happen. I don't
know. Okay, here's my first underrated thing. Okay. I'd like for you to comment on this.
Okay.
I think the eclipse and the northern lights were grossly underrated.
Well, I didn't see it either, so I don't know.
What?
No.
Where were you? What were you doing?
I was in Aruba during the eclipse, remember?
Oh,
because
yeah.
All my children came home with their friends.
That's right.
And I wasn't there.
Because we were in the path of totality.
Yes. So I missed it. And then the Northern Lights.
You slept through that one.
I think so.
Yeah. I can. Listen, I think they were grossly underrated. Okay. I think it was an incredible experience. I think we need to hype it up more.
Okay.
Similar to how we hype up Taylor Swift.
Okay. Okay.
So that people know. I would much rather watch an 8-year-old girl sob over the eclipse than Taylor Swift, if I'm being honest.
You're using your hands even.
Because like, the eclipse, like it's a magical.
You have like a fist in the air.
I'm very passionate about the eclipse. I don't think we prepared the world enough for how cool it was.
Because it's science.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're going to have an opinion about this. I believe that flat sheets are overrated. I think flat sheets are overrated.
You know, it could be a generational thing, Matt, because Teddy and Joey would agree with you. Neither one of them do flat sheet. Oh, I would never be without my flat sheet.
Why? Tell me the purpose.
First of all, you know I love me some Cozy Earth.
Yeah, you do. Cozy Earth.
If you are listening.
That's right.
I have a 40%.
I think they need to start.
Yes, I have a 40% off code if you want it.
What is it?
It's CE-Leanne Miller.
40% off at Cozy Earth.
CE-Leanne Miller. Okay, those sheets are temperature controlled. So if you're cold, they'll help you feel cozier and warmer. If you're warm or hot, they will help you feel cooler.
How do they know?
They
don't know.
It's technology.
It's not. They're sheets.
And no.
It's cotton fibers.
So no, it's bamboo.
Oh, sorry.
So that top sheet for me, if the comforter or the top duvet is making me too warm, I'll throw that off, but I'll still have my top sheet for a little layer. Otherwise, it's either duvet, comforter, or nothing. I can't do it. And then I am a sleeper that likes things around my shoulders and my neck. Like I like to cozy.
Yeah.
So I want that top sheet. I tuck it and I fold it under and I just feel like I'm in a little cocoon.
I think, I don't know. Maybe it is a generational thing because I do not.
Does your mom? Do top
sheets. 100%.
It's generational.
She's probably embarrassed. I confess that I don't use a top sheet.
Yeah, I'm almost sure. Yeah, it's not proper. You need to be using your top sheet.
Well, no one else is in my bed. So if me and Mallory are fine with it, those are the only two people that
Teddy
matter.
Teddy and Joey don't.
We, you know, call me crazy, but we don't get guests in our actual bed. Me and Mallory.
Yeah, well,
so
that's good. That's
I don't know what you and Daryl have going on over there.
No, but we have top sheet going on. That's what we have going on.
That's your business. That's your bedroom. Here's the thing. I appreciate that, and it probably is because of us, I'm a geriatric millennial.
Okay.
Because of us geriatric millennials, you can now just buy fitted sheets and pillowcases separate. Did you know that?
I think they're breaking the law.
You would. You need better hills to die on if that's one. But you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think for me, it pulls out so easily.
I bet your grandma Desi has a top sheet.
She does. Desi loves a top sheet.
Yeah, yeah. Top sheet all the way.
But for me, when it pulls out and it's just around, what if it pulls out at the bottom? You just restuff it every day?
You adjust your bed making.
How dare you? You don't even know how I make it. Okay, here's an underrated one.
Okay.
The library.
You've been talking about
The library is one of the most underrated places in society.
Listen, I know people right off the top of my head that would be so supportive of you saying that right now.
Oh,
Sharon,
thank you.
Sharon McMahon. Sharon says so is one of them.
Thank you, Sharon.
You have probably an army of people behind you saying yes to the library, because the library has really updated themselves. I mean, you can do all kinds of things technology-wise.
Yeah, and I have a couple things to say about the library.
Okay, say them.
First of all, I gave you a to-do list to get a library card.
I didn't do it yet.
You need to get a library card.
It's hard.
It isn't. You just want me to do it with you. That's what this comes down to, is you're like, Matt, I'll take you to Boo Bears and then we can go to the library.
Do I have to go to the library in person or can I do it online?
I don't know. I signed up for a library card a long time ago.
A very long time
ago. So maybe their methods have changed.
Okay.
Here's what I love about the library for me.
Okay.
I have a Kindle and I use, our library uses the Libby app. When I was on vacation, I can just push books to my Kindle. Free books. I can read them as fast as I want. I can keep them for 21 days.
Is there any like, is there any wait list or anything?
Sometimes, depending on the book.
But why?
Because lots of people want to read it.
Yeah, but why? Because it's technology. It's like online. Wouldn't there just be an endless amount that you
No. It has to do with copyrights and how many copyright laws there are.
Bill Gates needs to do something about that.
Well, I don't know about that. Here's the other thing. So I love that. I think you would love that feature. I love that libraries are thinking of creative ways to help communities. For example, did you know that you can rent small hand tools from libraries?
What?
My sister and my brother-in-law are going camping on Labor Day weekend. Their library, you can rent a generator. Yeah, you can rent a battery generator. From the library?
What's happening?
Some libraries, you'll appreciate this. Akron Summit County Public Library is what it's called.
Okay.
In Akron.
Okay.
They actually have a section where they have these big bags that are hanging on like a rack. And they have different kinds of baking pans. So if you want like a Mickey Mouse birthday cake for your kid, what we would have done is go buy the pan for the one-time use. And then what do we do with it? Go to the library.
How did you hear
check
this?
Out baking?
How did you know?
Because
this?
I'm a citizen and I read things. I am an American.
I'm a citizen.
And you can go and check out a specific baking pan and return it. So don't sleep on your library.
Okay.
Because there is great stuff happening there.
There's generators there, apparently.
I know. I don't know about ours, but that is a new common practice.
I'm going to go into our Worcester library and be like, hey, listen, what do we have going on here?
You really should. Listen, I'm signing up for a card.
Yes.
Goes on here? Listen, you know what else I get on my Kindle? You can get magazine subscriptions.
What?
Like you can get People magazine pushed. You could get People magazine pushed to your iPad and it'll come every week.
Yeah. I have
for
an
free.
I have an iPad, but I need your help.
I know. For free. Okay. Here's something that's overrated, probably controversial.
Okay.
Avocados. I think avocados are overrated. I think we went too hard a couple years ago. There's no coming back from it.
Yeah. I think first of all, it's a texture thing for a lot of people.
Sure.
But also, it's a gamble, Matt. You know, we're also in the middle of melon season.
Mm.
You know, when you pick your melon, you're taking a gamble.
You got to thump those babies.
You must love to go to Vegas, too, because you're gambling.
That's right.
You're gambling with the melons.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing with avocados.
I agree.
You know, you buy this avocado, it looks perfect. It looks lovely. It looks from like it's from a magazine. You get it home, you cut into it, and you're like, what? Or they're too hard, or they have spots, or whatever. So avocados are a bit of a gamble. There's a bit of a texture thing.
Yes.
But I will say I do love a good guac.
Well, same. But avocado is different than guac.
Yeah, well.
Here's the thing. Why do we put avocado on everything?
I think you're right. I think we've taken it a little too far.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. There's no turning back now.
Yeah, it's a little too
far. But like avocado toast, what?
Well, an avocado toast for me, there has to be, there's ratios. So when you buy a birthday cake or a white cake at the store, ratio of icing needs to be proper for the amount of cake.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy ice cream that has like a fudge swirl or a peanut butter swirl, the ratio needs to be correct.
This is like important stuff today.
With avocado toast, if you pile high that avocado on that toast, it could make me want to gag.
I know.
It's too much avocado. So the ratio on the avocado toast has to be correct. And I believe a dippy egg needs to go with that avocado toast.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all I'm getting is avocado. All I'm getting is some smashed avocado.
I know. Yeah. I agree. And honestly, by itself, I don't even know what the flavor is.
It's just there. It's more textury than flavor. You're right. You're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you. Okay. Here's something that's underrated. Writing letters to each other.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Do you love a handwritten note?
I do.
Do you do handwritten notes?
No, not really. No. No.
Okay. I love a handwritten note. Oh. My kids have been missing their cousins. And in the mail, they wrote them some letter. They each got a letter from their cousins in South Carolina. And do you know how excited they were to get a handwritten letter from someone that they love?
Yeah, it's like, good.
Why do you think people love handwritten letters so much?
Well, it's intentionality. And also, I mean, we live in a day and age where everything is so easy. You know, texting is so easy.
Right.
So easy. So when you get a handwritten letter, it just feels like, it just feels special. It feels intentional. I got a handwritten letter from Brady Pendergrass, Sohaila Whitaker's new husband, from his mom.
That's
and she's also an artist. So she painted an art. She painted a mountainscape of the mountains in
Where they got married.
Yeah, where they got married. Aww. And then on the back of it wrote this precious thank you note. And it was just so sweet. I'll keep it forever.
Yeah.
Because I also love her art. But it just, it's just that extra little.
I totally agree. Yeah. I actually love writing cards.
Oh, I know you do. You're good at it.
I've done that for a long time.
Yeah. When we have our live event, you always write everybody a handwritten thank you cards that were involved and helped us, which is so nice.
Yeah. Similarly, on my list is phone calls. I actually think phone calls are underrated too.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if you're checking on somebody.
Yeah.
You know, if you're checking on somebody or you're saying like, hey, I heard, you know, this or that or the other, it does make it, I think it does
mean a lot. If it's something transactional, like we were texting today, like what time are you going to be there?
Yeah.
I'll text you when I leave, But like, we didn't text. I was trying to text you or call you the other day, and we didn't text a lot this summer. Because, well, first of all, we didn't even talk a lot this summer when we weren't around each other.
You went MIA. But when you went on vacation, you went like,
I go dark.
You went dark. You went MIA. I'm like, where are you? Are you okay?
You are.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. But then we did chat on the phone a couple times, which is so great when you're not together. Yeah. But you know what I think is overrated?
What?
Is FaceTime. I don't love FaceTime.
No, you don't. You're not good at it.
I'm not. Here's the thing.
I get a lot of your chin.
How dare you? There's a lot to get. There is a lot of chin to be had. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about FaceTime.
Okay.
I lose steam after the first 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, not me. I could FaceTime
because
forever.
Once you see my face.
I love FaceTiming.
I'm like, I don't know.
I love FaceTiming. And I also love saying things like with the boys. I'm like, turn the phone around. I want to see. How's that plant doing that you bought 2 weeks ago? I want to see, you know.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, I like FaceTiming.
For me, I just run out of steam after the first couple minutes. I'm
But I don't like I don't like FaceTiming with people that aren't good at FaceTiming.
Like me?
Like, you're not great at FaceTiming, and my friend Darla is terrible at FaceTiming.
Are your boys good at FaceTiming?
Joey is. Teddy is not. Because Joey does a lot of that kind of thing. And Teddy does a lot of online meetings, but they're not necessarily show your face meetings.
Yeah.
And Teddy will walk around and the camera bounces everywhere. And I mean, I'm getting half his head and, you know, part of the dog and, you know, where Joey is more like he knows how to hold the camera better.
So if you have good angles.
Yes.
Also, Joey has one appropriately sized chin while I have many. So that is a difference in us too. You probably would prefer to look at Joey than you would to look at me. Okay. Here's something that I believe is overrated.
Okay.
I believe The Bachelor is an overrated television show.
The franchise Bachelor and Bachelorette.
But you love it. Well, I wanted a stronger reaction because I know that you like it.
No, I'm getting less and less. I've watched maybe in all, I've probably watched 4 seasons of different ones. And now, you know, it's funny that you're bringing this up because this season of The Bachelorette, I'm not enjoying. And I couldn't.
Is there one currently right now?
Yeah, and it's The Bachelorette, and I couldn't even tell you her name. I'm not really enjoying it. I actually feel like now it has gone on so long, the franchise has gone on so long that I feel like instead of setting us up for this is actually a fairy tale love story, it's setting us up for they might get engaged, but they're just going to break up in about 8 weeks.
Did you like the Golden Bachelor better than the regular?
Well, the
Bachelor?
Golden Bachelor is the same thing has happened, and you know they're having a Golden Bachelorette now. They've selected her, and And the same thing, you know, they got married. They got married on television, The Golden Bachelor. And within 3 months, they were divorced. Their marriage was annulled. And I just think, I'm kind of losing. I'm with you. It is over. Not just that it's overrated. It is now lost steam. And I feel like it's deflated.
Yeah.
Like, because at one point it was like the show, like people were having bachelorette watch parties. I mean, like it was the thing, and it's just not as much anymore.
Do you think those type of reality shows have shifted in the last couple years?
Yes.
Like the salacious, like.
No, because Love Island and different ones are the big ones now that everybody talks about on different platforms. And you don't hear a whole lot of Bachelor and Bachelorette. And I think it's just become too scripted or too predictable, too predictable in a way where the other ones are like those Love Island and Love is Blind, all those, they have these elements of surprise and shock that everybody's like, oh my gosh, did you see that?
Yeah. Okay. I have an underrated one for you. I wrote the brand because I want you to know the brand that I love of this.
Oh, okay.
It's a Philips Sonicare toothbrush. Do you have an electric toothbrush?
I do, and I have that one.
You do?
Yeah, I love it.
Philips Sonicare, you are listening.
Is there a toothbrush though that starts with a B? Like Braun? I think I have Braun.
Okay. I have a Philips Sonicare. I've had a Sonicare toothbrush since I was in college. Yeah, my mom
worked for a dentist.
Mm-hmm. And she would get salespeople come through and drop off stuff like this. I'm telling you, if you are not using an electric toothbrush, that is highly underrated because every time I brush my teeth, I feel like I'm going to the dentist.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
It is. It's 2 minutes of my day.
Yeah.
It has a timer on it.
Like
it beeps.
It's like a little carnival in your mouth.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's tingly and it's fresh and it's good.
Do you have a tongue brush? Have you ever seen those?
No, I don't feel like I'm at the age where I need one yet. Maybe when I turn 40.
Let me tell you, I have one and it's legit, but you have to be careful because if you go too hard on it, it'll make your tongue sore.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that, but you do want a clean tongue.
Okay, here's an overrated one for me. The Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
This made the list. Here's why.
Okay.
Have you been there recently?
No.
Now, here's
I've
what
been
I,
there maybe a year and a half ago.
I have two things I need to say about the Cheesecake Factory.
All right.
If your menu is a literal phone book size.
Okay.
Or has pages like the Bible.
Yeah, it's like a steno notebook. It's like a spiral notebook.
If we do everything okay, are we really doing anything well, Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. Well, here's what I'll say. The reason I go to the Cheesecake Factory is not for the cheesecake anymore. When they first opened, do you remember when they first opened?
I know.
You went to the Cheesecake Factory for the cheesecake because the pieces were as big as your face.
I know. Like, and they have the whipped cream machine that they do with their foot.
And
have
now,
you ever seen that?
Yes.
They
and
press
now,
the, yeah.
Now the cheesecake pieces are really small.
These times are hard.
They're kind of small, which is fine because if you're eating there, you're full. But I love the brown bread there. I love their brown bread in the brown bread basket.
Did not expect that.
I ask for it unsliced because when they put it through the slicer warm, they smash it.
Mm.
So I say, brown bread, please, only. Please do not slice it. And then it comes out all puffy. That's a good hack for people that love the cheesecake.
That is a good hack.
Ask for your brown bread unsliced. Then their butter is nice and soft. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then their salads. The reason I go to Cheesecake Factory is I love their salads.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered their luau salad forever. I know the name of it.
I ordered
it every time I went there. It had fried wontons. Like it was salad, then a fried wonton, then salad, then a fried wonton. It was delicious.
But what is, I don't understand the food theme. I don't understand the decor theme.
Yeah, their menu's a little too much.
Yeah.
It's a little, I think.
And honestly, Cheesecake Factory, you do hold a special place in my heart, but my mother, have you ever had one of her cheesecakes?
Well,
hello.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's no comparison. That blueberry lemon one that your mom, is it blueberry lemon that your mom does?
Yes.
Is something out of a television show. It's incredible.
Okay. Here's one that I believe, here's my last one, that this is underrated.
Okay.
I think it's underrated when you eat in at home.
Oh.
I think that's taken for granted. I think we glorify the restaurant experience.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir.
I love eating out, but ever since COVID, if we are eating restaurant food, we would prefer to bring it home. But you know what's even better than that? Making food at home.
Yeah, that gumbo. That gumbo oh, that you've been.
Oh, I dream so about that gumbo.
Listen, also, I would say there's elements of eating at home that are I mean, this is going to sound like over the top, but they are sacred. Like
totally.
There's conversations that are had. There's laughing. There's comfort. There's the ability to go like right from your kids to go right from the table, yeah. clear their dishes, to go right to that blue peacock couch and watch a movie.
That's right.
You know, there's so much good about eating at home. When we went to Hilton Head this last March, we went out to eat. I think the whole time we were there, we might have went out to eat twice.
Yeah.
And we went out to eat one of the times with our friends. And our friend said to Daryl, our friend Darla said to Daryl, you don't go out to eat very often, do you? And he said, well, why would I? And I was like, it just has stuck with me because I'm like, you know, yeah, why would he?
Yeah.
We cook incredible food at home. Daryl also is an incredible cook.
He is.
And I think that it is sorely underrated.
I agree.
Sorely. And also, let me tell you something else that's underrated.
Tell me.
Sitting your butt down at the table and looking at each other.
Totally agree.
I mean, stop standing at the counter and eating. Stop
yeah.
that. Like, I'm going to talk to you like your aunt, your older sister, or your grandma. Also, stop lining up at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the only way you can do it before a soccer game, I get it. But don't make it normal. Don't make
right,
that the
right,
typical.
Right.
Get around the table. Put some placemats down.
Right.
Pull out some nice plates. You know, like I served Daryl supper before I came over today, and I made some homemade tomato soup that was absolutely delicious with homemade sourdough croutons and some sharp cheddar cheese from Walnut Creek Cheese at Market. And I made him this big bowl and this beautiful pottery bowl. And because I was coming here and I had already eaten, it was just that kind of day. I said, honey, go sit in the recliner and let me just serve you. And there are days like that. Sure, there are. But do not underestimate getting around the table
right.
with your people and talking instead of standing up the counter and eating your whole supper. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
If enjoy it. Yeah, or sit down in your living room chair before
right.
you do that. And
right.
and do take time and enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Hey, my family, part of our pre go back to school moment was we went to Walnut Creek Cheese.
Let's talk about food. Food.
Listen, let me tell you our strategy.
Oh, that was
awesome. Here was our strategy.
You saw, yes, you did, because you sent me a picture of our display.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Our strategy was we filled the cart up. We got one of the little carts. We filled it up. And you know what my kids went for? Is they went for the cinnamon rolls.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've talked about cinnamon rolls. And I believe you said, give me maple or give me death.
I said, give me maple or don't come.
Oh, not death. Give me maple or don't come.
Yeah. Don't bring them.
Here's
come.
Here's the thing. We are a house divided.
Oh.
I'm not going to tell you which children.
Don't tell
we
me.
Let the children pick.
Yes.
I don't want you to pick favorites.
I love them evenly.
I
love them the same.
I don't want you to.
So
I don't want
some
you to hold
of it. Your children like the vanilla?
That's right. We had to get both because some people don't care for maple.
Oh.
But they are so good.
They're so good. You know, Joey, when I went down to Columbus recently, I said, any requests from Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, because I'm going there. And you know what he said? Cinnamon rolls. And he was precious because he, of course, shared them because
right.
not one person's going to eat all six. And they're very large.
Right. They're huge.
And they carry them at places like Mark's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in your town, you may have a location that carries some of Walnut Creek Cheese and Market's baked goods because they're cinnamon toast bread.
I agree.
Delicious.
They're so good. And my father-in-law picked up a fry pie because he loves fry pies. And he was like, I need to try a Walnut
they're
Creek Cheese
so
fry
good.
Pie.
The fry pies with the cream cheese in them. Yes.
Hello. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us in this overrated, underrated conversation. You know what I'd love to know? If we have something that we probably placed on the wrong list for you, if you think something that we said is underrated, is overrated, or vice versa, please DM me.
Yes.
I would love to hear your opinions.
Yes.
Or if there's something, if we ever talk about this again, that you're like, oh, this needs to be on your list because I think this is over or underrated.
That's good.
I would love to hear
it. Yes, I would
too. We love hearing from you.
You are a Matt. You are at Hey Matt Barris on Instagram. Yep. And I am just my name, at Leah Miller. L-E-E-A-N-N Miller.
Wow, I've never heard you say it like that.
Just like Templeton on Charlotte's Web.
Wow, that's a throwback.
Remember her? Remember him?
Yes. Hey, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.